Just when it looked like the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers men's long-distance relay team was on the cusp of pulling off something special, the rug was pulled out from underneath them. COVID-19 was the miscreant, as the Gophers group that had dropped the time of 9:31 in the distance medley relay to qualify for the indoors was told that it was all done. However, the NCAA shut it out, everything, while en route to Albuquerque, New Mexico for the team for the indoor championships this past winter. Hello, everyone. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped us sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need at WWIB.com. Shane Strike was a member of that distance relay team and the senior from Janesville, Minnesota, Waseca High School, is back with me on today's Sports and Commentary. So COVID hit, and there was talk, Shane, that, you know, you're going to go on with the indoor championships, just no fans there in Albuquerque. But then all of a sudden, just in a flash, the NCAA decided to just close everything down. So there was no way that you guys could have intellectually and emotionally prepped yourself for something like this, was there?
No, yeah, not at all. And especially just the fact of, you know, being a fifth year, and, you know, this was supposed to be my last season of outdoor eligibility, and just not having that closure. And I know two of my roommates are also the same age, and they, you know, they not having that closure as well. I mean, one of them was hoping to, transition from being an 800 guy to a 400-meter hurdle. And he didn't even get the opportunity to, you know, race that, as his entire year had been training around that aspect. So I think just especially for the people and the, you know, athletes that had that last season, this was their last season, and were just, you know, kind of laying it all on the line and just not having that opportunity and just not knowing what could have been, I think has been probably not necessarily for me, just because I do have this opportunity in Lipscomb, but like for most of them, just the opportunity, you know, just not knowing, and just kind of having that haunt the mind and the soul kind of moving forward through this and trying to process through that.
Yeah, you're going to pick up your career at Lipscomb University in Nashville. I think we'll get into that just a little later in the conversation. But you were a member of this Gopher men's distance relay team that really, you know, could have made some noise at Nationals. Maybe pulled off the Cinderella story, but it didn't happen. That had to, Shane, compound the pain as this whole thing fizzled out for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was definitely one of those situations where, you know, things were kind of aligning, you know, just right to, you know, provide a great opportunity. Obviously, we had to step on the track and do our job, but definitely had the opportunity. And I think, you know, even leading up to that point, you know, everybody kind of like knows that, you know, where we were at, you know, when COVID hit and all of that. But, you know, leading up to that point, we weren't even a given to make the national meet. I mean, before we even had stepped on the track at Notre Dame to run a qualifying time, at that race, we had to, we had the pieces, but we all had to run a perfect race. To allow ourselves the opportunity to have a qualifying mark. And I think that's a little bit, that kind of gets lost in it, just because, and I mean, that happens for some teams where there's similar boats where everything has to line up, but other teams, you know, have, you know, such a large name, or big name athlete that can kind of carry the burden a little bit more. But I think that's what really helped us grow, was going down to Notre Dame, realizing that we all needed to do our part. We all needed to take care of business. I mean, we all relied on each other, and that's really what kind of formed those brotherly bonds, especially with the distance medley relay. It's, you know, primarily, I mean, you got a little bit more on the distance side, but also you still rely on, you know, the sprint side of things, and just kind of having that, you know, bond between event groups, especially with just a unique little group of people, I think is very powerful. And then, you know, we carried that through the rest of the season, I think. Even carrying it through Big Tens, all three or all four members of the team, you know, put down some pretty good times and ran really well at Big Tens and scored a good amount of points. So, it's really just kind of frustrating not having that opportunity, but I'm glad that at least the path leading up to that point was there just to help me grow just as a person, grow, you know, with the relationships I had with these people, and also just, you know, kind of see, you know, just realize the passion that we all, you know, the general passion that we all had for running, kind of come together. And obviously, like I said, it was tough to have that opportunity kind of taken away from us at Nationals, but all of us know on that team, and the coaches know that we definitely could have done something. It hurts not being able to go out there and have been able to go out there and show the country what we could have done. But I think what's important is just recognizing, you know, and realizing that in our hearts we knew what we were capable of and knew what we could do.
Yeah, it's really sad that you guys didn't get a chance there in Albuquerque. Well, like I said, you're going to transfer out to Lipscomb U in Nashville, Tennessee. You still have some eligibility left, and you're heading south for that. And I think we'll unpack that next time with you, how you wound up there and the process, and talk about your biggest memories of running with the Golden Gophers there. Waseca High School star, six-time All-American High School and All-Big Ten All-America distance runner Shane Strike. Today's sports and commentary. Thank you, Shane. We'll be back in touch. God bless you.
Yep. See you, guys.